Step away from the car.
Step away from the car.
Step away from the car. Some news about active transport.
I mean, cycling as a whole in Auckland is definitely increasing, but further on, in terms of the neighbourhood type of greenways, it'll be interesting to see how the local board can continue to make more of these connected cycle routes that basically makes the whole area a lot more accessible to the people living there.
Jason Chow has a great job which involves designing safe routes for cyclists and pedestrians. Sometimes the solution is greenways, safe routes well away from cars. But the light path is something pretty different again.
The light path is a very innovative project, and I was lucky to be part of the team. So basically we used a redundant off-ramp in the CBD and converted it into a shared path for cyclists and pedestrians, but because of the location of where it's built, it's also now a very important route connecting to the northern part of the city and also the southern part of the CBD.
And it's bright pink.
Yes, and it is bright pink with lights columns on both sides of the route. Along the whole route, it has detection on movement. So, for example, if the light is on the purple, when it detects the people, it will go to another different colour. And it's very, very vibrant when you're travelling there at night.
Your big project at the moment is much more low-tech, isn't it? It's about creating the first greenway in Auckland. So perhaps could you first of all say, what do you mean a greenway? What does that mean?
It's a plan to connect a lot of the green areas of a neighbourhood using walkways, cycleways to connect these locations and also help people to have a less stressful environment to walk and cycle. This project particularly is concentrated mainly for the school students, because nearby there are six schools and the project is only about 2.5k, so that's our commission to do the work. It actually connects the green space in the middle and the two green spaces on north and south of my project. So essentially a 2.5 upgrade of footpaths or cycle paths actually result in a 7k accessible network of routes.
Do you have a sense of the impact that it's having on local schools to have that area linked up?
In terms of myself actually going back and walk the route and also closing off site visit, I could see children playing along the footpaths, which is very encouraging for me, showing that people can actually go out and actually just enjoy where they live, whereas previously would be too scared because of the amount of traffic as well as the speed.
What kind of work had to be done to overcome barriers to make this link up of your routes for children to travel?
Yeah. Well, some elements which I think are quite essential. In Auckland, we're separate into different local boards, so it's important that the local board buys into it. Secondly, I mean, to be honest, if the neighbourhood doesn't actually want it, it's not smart to actually build those assets in the environment. But in this case, because they're so close to schools, as well as the number of green spaces available, that makes it a lot easier to make it a successful project. Other challenges perhaps are, I'm not sure whether you have an issue in Australia, but in New Zealand, parking is very important because we love our cars.
Losing parking spaces is certainly an Australian thing. Yeah. How did you tackle that?
I mean, one good example is outside, along the route there's a hockey turf, a hockey association, and apparently they just submitted a consent for like a $2 million upgrade of their hockey field. And we have to remove some of their parking for the route, and they're posted. But then we try to give things back by saying, oh, well, we're giving you some other locations where we're increasing the parking space available, so that total amount of effective loss to you is not as great as you imagine. In the end, yeah, it was all, I guess, sorted, and the project went ahead.
All of that kind of laying the groundwork.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I mean, a lot of homework needs to be done in the background to support yourself. I mean, the council and the people that make the changes, they're not making a change just for the sake of making it. They want to obviously do something that's beneficial to the neighbourhood. And sometimes it's other people that may be affected, but for the big picture, bigger context, it's actually better for the city.
Jason Chow, Senior Traffic Engineer with GHD in Auckland, New Zealand. This segment was recorded at the 2017 Australian Walking and Cycling Conference and produced by Nikki Page.